Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, once again, Chris Malone from the 98.5 KTK Morning Show. And here is your recap for Tuesday, November 29th, 2022. Talked a little bit about a move that Frontier Airlines did yesterday and kind of puzzled at this one. I mean, I understand why they did this, but, you know, when you're talking about customer service, maybe it's just a generational thing. I prefer talking to somebody on the phone. I know other people prefer using the little robo chats and texts and everything like that, but I like talking to people. And Frontier Airlines, as of yesterday, have canned voice customer service. The only way that you can get in contact with Frontier Airlines about a missed flight or a delayed flight or a bag not showing up or maybe changing your seat or when you get on the plane is now you actually have to use the Frontier website or their app and use a chat bot. They say that this will be a way for them to obviously save a little bit of money. You remember, recall that Frontier had proposed to merge with its low-cost rival Spirit late last year, but that deal fell through, and actually Spirit got gobbled up by JetBlue. So it is kind of interesting to see how this is going, but I thought it was also interesting. According to the most rankings of customer complaints to the FAA about U.S. airlines, Frontier came in with the most complaints for the month of May, which is the most recent data I have. They had nearly 14 complaints per 100,000 passengers, which, to be honest with you, is not that bad. I mean, you get what you pay for, right? There's been a massive recall for young kids' sippy cups because of lead. Apparently, the bottom on some of these green spouts cups will pop off and exposing the solder dot that's used to hold that together. That contains lead and also can cause a lot of lead poisoning. Problem is that it really is very harmful, especially to children. It can cause a range of adverse health effects, including developmental delays and learning disabilities. The Consumer Product Safety Council said that basically what you're looking for are the 6-ounce stainless steel sprout wire sippy cup, the stainless steel sippy cup with straw, and stainless steel bottle, all from the sprout wire sippy cup brand, which were sold at Amazon, Whole Foods, Best Buy, or Bye Bye Baby, I should say, and Bed Bath & Beyond, to go ahead and email them at contactus@greenspouts.com, and they'll give you a full refund or a store credit. We talked about never putting essential oils in your humidifier, which seemed to be, it makes a lot of sense. I mean, your humidifier is kind of diffusing water, and therefore, why can't we put our favorite eucalyptus oil or lemon in there? Well, first off, that's not what a humidifier does. It's not designed that way. And in particular, the essential oils can actually damage the plastic itself inside the water tank, causing the tank to crack. It can cause problems with the motor as well. And, you know, it's not really worth it. Not even to mention that humidifiers work differently than a diffuser. A humidifier is actually aerating water, and that water is going to come down to the ground. So if you're trying to get a scent out of it, it's not really going to go anywhere. Fortunately, there is some advances where you can actually pick up a humidifier slash aerator that will get the essential oils out for you as well. And that's probably your best bet in order to basically don't put the oil in the humidifier tank. That can actually cause a lot of problems. Even the most like-minded families, well, we don't agree on everything. That's what makes a family, right? And well, holiday dinners are often the setting for heated discussions on controversial topics. We don't ever really try to go there, but for some reason or another, all the stuff aligns, and there is a chance of being having those uncomfortable conversations with somebody in your family you probably don't agree with politically, religiously, or on other topics as well. So if it caught you off guard for Thanksgiving, make sure you're prepared for Christmas. Here are some tips from experts on how to handle disagreements and make them more productive at the holiday table. First and foremost, number one, be respectful. And I truly do believe this because my views are a little bit on the liberal side. And I have people here at the station. Our sister station is The Sky, and that's a conservative news talk. And to be honest with you, I really enjoy our conversations I have with Bob Rose and with Greg Cassidy, mainly because you're explaining something to me that I don't quite understand. It's like, you know, I'm being kind of in a liberal mindset. I don't understand the conservative why you're doing this. And so I'll ask them these questions, and they tell me and vice versa. And we have disagreements. At the end of the day, I always say that, you know, we have two different roads to get to the same place as Americans. And so that's why I say it's really important to be respectful, even if the person you're talking to is saying things that are just aggravating you, that are not true, that are whatever. Be respectful. And here is why. When you are not being respectful of that opposite opinion, what tends to happen is that person will start to tune out. So in addition to trying to get your point across, your essence, they're not listening to you. And that actually can be held as a grudge later on. So upwise, be respectful. Even if they're not respectful to you, take the high road on this one. When a disagreement has run its course and it may be veering into less than friendly territory, you know the signs. That's when you know you just need to shut it down. Just remember, you're not here to change minds. You're here to enjoy the turkey or the ham or all the other holiday favorites. And as soon as it becomes clear that everyone is not on the same page when it comes to a particular topic or issue, it's best to acknowledge the right way to get out of this one, and is to say, I think we'll just have to agree to disagree.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Drum roll, please. Merriam-Webster has released the word of the year. And I guess in the age of fake news and misinformation, it seems only natural that the word gaslighting would be the king. According to the term as a driver of disorientation and mistrust, Merriam-Webster says it saw a 1,740% increase in searches for gaslighting this year, which sets it apart as the word of the year. By the way, the term gaslighting actually is attributed to a 1938 play written by Patrick Hamilton called Gaslight. And basically, it was a man trying to convince his wife that she was going crazy, because he would slowly dim the gas-powered lights each and every night, convincing her that she was, in essence, going crazy. So that's kind of where the terminology, which is the act of or practice of grossly misleading someone, especially for one's own advantage. That is why it is the king word. Runners up this year, oligarch, which actually translates to rule by the few. I know that they have big yachts, and they all mostly come from Russia for some reason. That increased 621% this year. Omicron, the 15th letter of the Greek alphabet, bumped up 874% in January. And of course, you recall that is when the Omicron subvariant was quite busy. Codify, which is to make a code, increased 193% in the month of June. That was right after the overturn of Roe versus Wade. And Queen Consort was up 370% from a year ago. Of course, that was all in relation to the former Camilla Parker Bowles, now Queen Camilla, or actually Queen Consort. And basically, consort is a wife or husband or a companion of a reigning monarch, which means you get all the fun of being the queen without actually being the queen. Hey, I'll take it. No problem there. And then finally, our dogs and our cats. So excited for Christmas because finally you bring in a tree. I've been waiting so long for you to bring in a tree. Thank you. I'm just crying. but they have no idea that it's there for Christmas reasons. So they may not understand the concept. They do understand some things that will make your tree pet proof, or at the very least resistant to their ways. And one of them, number one on the list, is going to be making sure that the ornaments are not low hanging on the tree. You're going to want to put up, especially the ones that are breakable, put them up as high as possible. Just mainly because cats in particular are curious. Anything that glistens in the sun or is shiny, they're going to be after that. Dogs don't mean to be wagging their tails so hard, but they do, and they're going to knock things around, and that's going to cause problems. So probably a good idea to just leave the lights at the bottom. Place your Christmas tree in a corner if possible. That's what the experts have to say. And then you actually use a physical barrier like a baby gate. That might work. Or you can be, if you want to be more artsy, you can put decor like wrapped boxes that are like presents and put them around the tree. Or if you want to go a different route instead of a physical barrier, you might want to try and surround your tree with something that deters your pets from getting too close. For example, did you know that dogs and cats are very much afraid of aluminum foil? So by creating a moat of aluminum foil around your tree, that might be just enough of a deterrent you need to keep them away from the tree. Also, certain scents bother dogs and cats more than they do humans. For instance, neither cats nor dogs are big fans of citrus. So consider hanging a homemade lemon or orange slice ornament on your tree, and that might keep them away. So there it is, the show for today, Tuesday, November 9th, 2022. I'm Chris Malone. Thanks so much for listening. And of course, we're live Monday through Friday right here on 98.5 KTK and the Odyssey app. I always welcome your comments and feedback as well. You can email me, CMALONE at odyssey.com. That's AUDACY.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.